League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Is it getting better?
This podcast?
Or do you feel the same? We'll make it easier on you now. You got someone to blame.
As I've said a few times on this podcast now,
one love, one life.
When your life flashes before your eyes as it did that night when I came face to face with my burglar last year, it's incredible to see all the moments in one go, the highlights reel of your life, what's really important. And it's not the things you'd expect. So I had my parents splitting up, moving in with my three masturbating stepbrothers. That was a big one. But I also had what I thought was inconsequential, and I'd forgotten, really. Now,
one love.
I never heard the words, "I love you," as a kid. Nobody told me that they loved me. Some of my family showed me that they loved me, but nobody said, "I love you." Hence why I am a comedian. Obviously, that is why I'm a comedian. I'm doing this podcast every day. If just one person, one, had said, "I love you," when I was a kid, I wouldn't be here. I'd be sitting where you are right now, relaxed and happy, and not every 5 seconds evaluating whether you love me. So I never heard the words, and I never said the words. Apart from once.
Did I disappoint you?
When I was a teenager, I was really into the band U2. I was half Irish and a quarter cool. This was 1991. I was a kid becoming an adult. Two of my masturbating stepbrothers had left, and I loved the U2 album Achtung Baby. It has some great songs, you know, Mysterious Ways, and the one I loved the most was this one. One.
One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
Spoke to me, it was like it loved me. I needed the love it gave me, and so I'd play it loud. Really loud. And my stepdad had a big problem with the loudness of my music, and one evening he came up after warning me a few times, and he stomped in, opened the CD player, and took Achtung Baby downstairs with him. Fucking badass, right? I love a grand gesture. When I was a kid, instead of having a door on the kitchen, we had beads. Anyone still have beads? I don't think so. Fucking ridiculous. And the worst part was, when you had an argument in the kitchen with your parents, there was nothing to slam. So annoying. And I was annoyed now. My stepdad had his greasy fingers all over my CD. Just like he'd had his greasy fingers all over my mom many times. To trick her into thinking a life with him living above a post office was better than a life alone, dedicating her life only to me, a child. My stepdad, with his greasy fingers all over my precious item. Well, the U2 CD, Acton Baby, in his hands without doubt. My stepdad had literally got my attention, baby. So I walked downstairs through the beads into the kitchen, and my stepdad shouted at me for the first time and said, "We've told you 100 times to turn down your music. I can't concentrate down here. I'm going half deaf." And that's when I lost it at the exaggeration of the man. 100 times half deaf, and I shouted at him for the first and only time. And what triggered me, I guess, was him saying, "We have told you 100 times. There was a union with my mom that I thought wasn't right deep down. I didn't ask for this. I didn't want this. I didn't want 3 masturbating stepbrothers. I just wanted one love. One time. Where somebody told me that they loved me." And he shouted back and said, "You're upsetting your mother with your loud music." And I said to Mom, "Is that what you think?" And she didn't say anything. I saw in her eyes she wanted to say something. So I threw my heart wide open, like never before. My whole childhood building towards this moment. And I put everything on the line, and I said, "I don't think Mom agrees with you. I don't think my loud music is bothering her as much as you say." And he said, "Stop it. You're deliberately upsetting your mom." And I looked into her eyes. They were screaming to say something, so I just blurted out, "I'm not deliberately upsetting my mom. I love my mom. I love you." And there was silence. And I looked at my mom and I pleaded with her eyes. But nothing came back. Achtung, surrender. I'd given up. Did I ask too much? More than a lot? You give me nothing, now it's all I got. And I stomped out of that kitchen, and I attempted to do what no man has ever done before or since. I attempted to slam the beads. So I gathered all the beads in my right hand and lifted them as high as I could and walked through and then slammed them with all the force that had built up through years of no love. And boy, oh boy, those beads made an absolute modicum of noise. A scintilla of disturbance, which was so embarrassing. Even the beads were embarrassed. Looking back, they were embarrassed to be there. And very soon afterwards, every single household in the country had heard this story of me rubbishly trying to slam beads. So in sympathy, they dismantled the beads and replaced them back with doors. So there are now possibly 1 to 2 generations who, when I talk about beads, they say, "I don't believe you. I don't believe that people in the 70s and 80s had beads instead of doors. That sounds like a lie to me, Nathan. That's like the time you tried to tell me that you always used to cook food in a deep fat fryer where the same oil would be used literally for months until it was black and looked like tar. Nathan is a liar, and I'm angry, and I'm going to stomp out of this podcast and slam the off button," which will make more noise, by the way, than those beads gently falling back into place when I slammed the beads. And I stomped back upstairs and lay face down on the pillow, and on my top bunk and I tried to hold back the tears, and that was the lowest point of my life. I remember thinking anything that would make this worse is if I looked down to the bottom bunk and my stepbrother was masturbating like he always was. And thankfully he wasn't. I was alone. I've never felt more alone. But it wasn't that moment I remember. It wasn't that moment that flashed before my eyes when I was burgled last year. It was the following. The moment that changed me forever. That rescued me. I didn't even hear her come in. But she put her hand on my back and I turned and I looked up at my mother. I guess like I'd looked up at her when I was first born. Craving love. And I looked into her eyes, pleading. And she answered my prayers. She said, I love you too. She continued, I love you too, but I don't love them this loud. Please could you keep it down? And she placed the U2 CD down on the pillow and walked away. And as I stared at my own pitiful, loveless reflection in the disc, my tears began to flow, my tear beads slamming, falling all over Acton Baby. Acton Surrender. This was the key moment in my life. And in short, this is the reason that I'm here. This is why I'm a comedian. Even though I rarely admit it, begging for you to love me. So give this podcast some love if you like. I don't care. But if you don't love it enough, I'm gonna slam the piano lid down. And before you think that wouldn't be shocking, I give you fair warning. My piano lid is made of wooden and plastic beads.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.